St. Paul writes, "If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, as we approach the season of Lent, a time of deep reflection, repentance, and renewal, our hearts are called to examine our lives in the light of God's Word. Today, on this final Sunday before Lent, we focus on the epistle from Paul's letter to the Corinthians, chapter 13, that invites us to think about what truly matters in our Christian life. It is a passage that challenges us to look beyond the external actions and to search the depths of our heart. It's a passage that begs us to consider the question, what exactly is the foundation of our Christian faith? In our epistle today, the Apostle Paul is addressing a divided church, a community where there is strife, selfishness, and a lack of genuine love. He points to a crucial truth in our passage. No matter how eloquent, gifted, or sacrificial we may be appearing in our Christian lives, if we don't have love, we have nothing. Paul's words strike at the heart of what it means to follow Christ, especially in a world that often looks for outward signs of success and achievement. In the social and political climate of our day today, where division, hatred, and self-interest often dominate our conversations and actions, this message could not be more timely for us to hear today. And so Paul begins our epistle today by listing some of the greatest gifts a Christian could have: speaking in tongues, prophecy, biblical knowledge, faith, generosity, and even martyrdom, dying for your faith. And yet Paul says, if love is absent from any of them, every single one of them are meaningless. To speak eloquently, but without love, is like a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. No matter how impressive the sound might be, it is hollow. It's unhelpful. To have great knowledge or faith without love makes a person nothing in God's eyes. Even with the greatest sacrifices, like giving all of your possessions away to the poor or enduring hardship for the sake of boasting, are meaningless if love does not motivate them. The church in Corinth was struggling with division, and Paul was calling them to recognize that no matter what they were doing outwardly, if love was absent, it all amounted to nothing. In our world today, it is easy to fall into the trap of measuring Christian life by outward success or the appearance of righteousness or appearing holy. We may think that our eloquent arguments or our political activism will make us stand out as faithful Christians, but if love is not at the center of it all, we've missed the point, according to Paul. In our current social and political climate, we see these dynamics play in both the world and, unfortunately, within the church itself. The world, even in the church, is filled with such political and ideological division. People often speak with great passion, great fervor for what they believe and hold to, but they do so with little regard for love and understanding. As I said before, the church is not immune to this. We see Christians consumed by political ideologies, social movements, personal agendas, all while forgetting the call to love one another as Christ has loved us. It's not hard to see the danger in this type of mindset. When we allow our views, whether political, social, or even personal, to become the defining factors of our identity, we risk losing sight of the one thing that truly matters: love. We risk allowing the divisive forces of our world to infiltrate the body of Christ, creating division and strife rather than unity and love. For you see, Paul's words this morning to us are both a warning and also a call to action. He's challenging us here this morning to ask ourselves, do we truly love as Christ loves? Are we motivated by selfless love in all that we do, or are we merely going through the motions, checking off the boxes, and performing acts of righteousness and holiness without the heart of love behind them? You see, the absence of love in our lives, whether in our relationships with one another, in our political and social interactions, or in our service to others, renders everything else meaningless. Lent, which begins this week, is a season of self-examination. It is a time for us to lay aside the distractions and false measures of success in our lives and to turn our focus back to Christ. The love we are called to exhibit is not a love defined by the world's standards, a love based on performance, personal gain, or social status. It is a love that is motivated and grounded in the self-giving sacrifice of Jesus Christ. A love that seeks the good of others, even if it may be costly. In a time when the world tells us to elevate ourselves, our opinions, and our ideologies, the Christian message stands in stark contrast. Jesus Christ, in his love for us, humbled himself. He gave of himself sacrificially, even to the point of death on the cross. This is the kind of love that we are called to embody. It is not a love that seeks to win arguments or gain power, but a love that is willing to suffer for the sake of others, a love that forgives, a love that does not insist on its own way, but seeks the well-being of everyone else in your life. And the church, as the body of Christ, is called to be a reflection of this sacrificial love. But as we have seen in our world today, even within the church, we sometimes forget this essential truth. We allow everything else in the world and its divisions and strife to creep up into our relationships, into our conversations, and yes, even into our ministries. We prioritize the wrong things, allowing our differences to separate us rather than letting the love of God and Christ unite us together. The danger of this unchristian living is that it undermines the very witness of the church in the world today. When the world sees us bickering, fighting, and dividing over secondary issues, they fail to see the love of Christ that should be defining us every day. Our actions, no matter how right or justified they may seem on the surface level, will mean nothing if love is never a part of the equation. This is why we must heed Paul's warning today. We must examine our hearts and our actions, especially as we approach the season of Lent. Are we truly living lives that reflect the love of Jesus? Are we loving our neighbors, even those we may disagree with, as Christ loved us? Are we willing to put aside our own desires and ambitions for the sake of others? Are we at St. Mark truly living our motto, sharing the love of Jesus? Lent is a time of repentance, but it is also a time of renewal. As we prepare for this season of reflection and penitence, let us turn back to the heart of the gospel, the sacrificial love of Jesus. Let us seek to live in a way that honors that love in all that we do. Let us love one another as Christ has loved us. And in doing so, let us be a witness to the world of the transforming power of God's love in the midst of division and strife that we see within the church and even in the world that we live in. Paul's words are a sobering reminder of what truly matters in the Christian life. Without love, all of our actions are empty. Our words are hollow. Our sacrifices are meaningless. As we approach the season of Lent together, let us take time to reflect on our lives and ask ourselves whether love is at the center of everything that we do together. In a world, in a church that is too often consumed with division and self-interest, let us remember today and every day that the greatest of all of these things that we do is love. And so may the love of Christ dwell richly in our hearts, and may it flow from us to others around us, so that the world may see, in the midst of hatred and division, the world may see the church, the body of Christ, may see you, and know that God's love dwells within us. In the holy name of Jesus, and all of God's people said, Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and lives in and through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.